It stood easily around 6 feet in height, pure white, with a smooth exterior. It was exactly as he had described in his book. This must be fate, he thought, shaking his head in disbelief.
What are you doing in here?
Tim jerked with a start and turned to his inquirer. He froze in panic, rolling over in his mind for a possible answer, any answer.
I, he stammered. I was looking for the loo, he gave the pathetic reply.
The warehouse assistant looked puzzled. There was a slight pause as the petite girl gawped vacantly, chewing a mouthful of gum.
It's over there, not in here, she scolded.
Tim was physically shaken by her tone from such a small person.
Thank you. Tell me something, he stammered. Is this for sale? He added gingerly, gesturing toward the robot.
I don't know. You'll have to ask my boss. Now get out!
Her piercing eyes were enough to peel an orange at 10 paces. Tim concluded that he'd outstayed his welcome and promptly left. Once outside, he pondered wildly. I've got to have that robot. It's perfect, he thought. The commotion outside the storeroom was in full flow. There were queues at the tills that appeared to start from the back of the warehouse. At this point, nothing else mattered to Tim. He wanted that statue. He weaved through the ever-swelling throng until he eventually found a gap by a thinning crowd of punters. He had to find the owner and ask if he could buy the robot, but where was he? He waited and calmed and cooled himself against the brickwork. Tim didn't have to wait long before things began to happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please?
The slick voice of Andy boomed over the speakers that were peppered all around the ceiling.
We have a very special treat for you today. At 12 noon, there will be a raffle.
This caught the attention of everyone.
There's only one prize.
By now, Tim had traced his focus through the throng of excited sci-fi fans and over to a little makeshift stage in the left-hand corner of the unit. Standing on it was the owner, smiling broadly, with a microphone glued to his hand. To Tim's complete and utter disbelief, standing next to him, in full view of everyone, was the robot he had just seen in the storeroom.
This magnificent android!
Andy pointed proudly at his prize. There was a coo from the audience. All eyes were on Tim's robot.
The first 5 people whose tickets we pick out of this box...
The assistant Tim had spoken to in the storeroom was holding a cardboard box wrapped in silver foil with a slit in the top.
We'll have a chance of winning this fantastic trophy. A great piece to add to anyone's collection. Then, out of those 5, the one that gives me the best robot name, which will be picked by myself, will win the android.
Andy beamed a big cheesy grin and slowly swept his gaze across the audience.
The tickets are £5 each. Put your name on the front under the number and the name you've chosen for the robot on the back. And may the best space fan win.
There were cheers from the crowd as suddenly hordes of people made for the ticket table that was situated next to the stage. Tim was nearly pushed to the floor in the frenzy. You'll make a mint, Tim gnashed his teeth. And I'll miss my chance unless I get a raffle ticket. Already there were hundreds of eager fans grabbing for tickets and snatching the scraps of paper and pencils that were readily available at the table. Tim's heart sank as he slowly pushed forward. I've got no chance, he admitted. He then realized that if he really wanted the prize, he had to do something to be in with a chance of getting it, however slim. He already knew the name he would choose and hoped that would be the one they were looking for. So he struggled and heaved his way to the front. There was so much confusion at the back that getting to halfway wasn't as much of a problem as he'd first thought, but the closer he got to the ticket table, the more passionate the fans became. He pushed on.
Hey, where do you think you're going, pal?
Tim immediately recognized the voice. The pot-bellied, leather-clad gorilla. Tim stopped dead. He wanted the robot, but the thought of nursing a black eye and a mouth empty of teeth didn't appeal.
Sorry, he relayed in false apology.
Yeah, as I was saying, Jack, Star Trek is the most popular series of all time.
Yeah, I agree,
the gorilla's pale, stoat-like sidekick agreed in fear more than anything else. Tim thought for a moment and eased back a little. There were so many confusing conversations going on in this whirlpool of people, and that gave him an idea.
That's crap, big guy. Stargate's the best, you plank.
Gorilla's mighty frame shuddered as if he'd been hit by a missile.